Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, big news if you're just joining us. Fortunately, Sam Laporta, it sounds like he's done for the year. A procedure on his back. And Dan Campbell said it's awfully unlikely he returns. We'll go out to the Birchie Kid at 1:15 who is covering this story and all the latest on the Lions. But that is the big news of the day, and that sucks. That sucks. So time to get creative. John Morton, he said yesterday to the media, he loves problem solving. He said that's the fun part. Well, this is a problem that they're going to need to solve because this is a major weapon in the pass game. So, all right, Tarek Skubal. He went on the MLB Network, File Territory show, and talked about all the rumors and all the reporting about him, the trade rumors, the contract talks, etc. And here's what he had to say. So what does that mean? Does it mean that the whole, all the reporting about how far apart they are, implication that it's not accurate?
I think he was saying there was a couple of different things out there. One is that's part of it, the numbers. I don't know where that comes at. And then the part that bothered me a little bit was when he starts talking about, I don't know where these rumors come about. Well, it's not necessarily rumors. It's people putting themselves in the shoes of the GM. What are you going to do with Tarek Skubal? Because it seems like your agent is hell-bent on getting you to free agency. And so it's kind of like put things together. If there's hell-bent on getting to free agency and you're a free agent at the end of the season, what do? Do you hang on to him, make a run at the World Series? Do you trade him now? Do you trade him at the trade deadline? Do you try to sign him to a long-term contract extension? Which doesn't seem likely because, go back to the first point, that your agent wants you to get the free agency. So that's where that part comes from. I don't want Tarek Skubal to be tone-deaf about what's going on or pretend to be tone-deaf.
I don't think he sounded like... to be clear, I don't think he sounded angry or mad.
He didn't sound angry or mad at all. I'm the one who's maybe sounding angry or mad because I saw the longer... cut of the interview, and it just rubs me the wrong way when a player comes out and says, hey, that's that I don't have any control over that. Yes, you do.
You have some control.
You have control over anything that comes with your career.
He's ceded control. In this case, though, he has ceded control. He could come out publicly and change narratives, but and I understand why he does this, and I understand why people do it.
I do too.
He's trying to distance himself from this and just let his agent do his job and get the best deal for him. And then eventually he will make, it's not like he has no control.
Well, that's the thing.
He eventually has to make a decision.
It's disingenuous when you say something like that, because you obviously have control. You've told your agent what you want, or you've agreed with your agent how it's going to be handled.
All right. Here's more on trade rumors. What he hears when his name comes up in trade rumors.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
That was the part, the first part there that I'd heard this whole long cut, and that's why I was a little.
What I take out of that is, again, here he is publicly saying, quote, it's not like I want to be traded.
Well, no, I can't imagine you want to be traded, but you have to understand why these reports are out there. Because this is what the Tigers have to think about, because your agent is seemingly unwilling to talk about a reasonable contract extension.
So I guess the question is between how much, speaking publicly about how much he loves Detroit, this comment, it's not like I want to be traded. My whole thing with this is he just preparing us for a letdown because he doesn't want to be the bad guy, or is this sincere? Like, I really love Detroit and I really don't want to get traded. What do you think?
I think the first part is true. I think he really loves Detroit. I think he loves his teammates. I think he loves the manager. I think the pitching coach. I think that situation. I mean, the fact he's won back-to-back Cy Young Awards with this team. It's a winning team. And if this team wants to keep on winning, that path is easiest if Tarek Skubal is part of it. But Tarek Skubal has to be the one that says, okay, I want to be part of this, and let's move forward. And he has not said that. You know, it's an easy way to go to get negotiations going. If you want to put pressure on the Tigers, come out publicly and say, I want to sign with the Tigers. Say it. But also say, but I'm not going to sit there and just give away my free agent years. You got to make it worth my while. I want to be here. I want to be part of this. But I'm not just going to give it a hometown discount and say, sure, I'll sign for $30 million a year. I understand what I'm worth on the free agent market. And you guys do too, but let's work something out. But we're not hearing that yet. It might happen. Maybe he gets vocal about that at some point. But it seems like the Tigers are kind of, based on what we're reading, what we're seeing from the national media, that they're really kind of up against it here. They have to make up their minds of what's going to happen. They're open to trade talks. They're going to listen to offers from teams. Everybody's coming out with their list of, hey, here are five teams that might want to acquire Tarek Skubal, and where'd best fit be, and who should the Tigers ask for, and all this. I think I would have to imagine what Scott Harris really wants to do is sign Tarek Skubal. But he might not be able to because of Scott Boras, Skubal's agent.
248-539-9797, Nathan and Warren. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, guys. I'm going to say some words that you're not going to like. You're going to have to deal with that. If you look at the list of Cy Young winners, when they're done winning their Cy Young, when they've come off that run that they're on, they're not as good as they were. And Skubal, having won the last two Cy Youngs, I think that his run of being the most dominant pitcher in the American League is that window is closing rapidly. So are we going to sign him for $300-400 million and have a 36-37-year-old guy that we now have this albatross of a contract, or do we move him now when his value is at its highest and we just supplement our team and hope for the best?
Nathan, it sounds to me like you want to move him now.
I do want to move him now. I'm sick of the drama of the whole thing. Like, we all know that Chris Illich does not have to return pop cans to pay for a baseball team, but he's socking away money and he's refusing to invest. So if that's the case, then just go ahead and trade him. Bring in a bunch of young kids and let's see if Scott Harris and, you know, whoever else and AJ can work with these guys and mold them into a winner.
Well, Nathan, I guess, you know, I think it probably stands to reason that when every pitcher comes to the end of their Cy Young run, they get worse. Kind of makes sense. You have cases like Roger Clemens, who won a few in a row, then didn't win any and came back like 9 years later and won two more. But they're the exception.
How do they do that?
Like there's a peak that a lot of players go through, and he's at it right now. You're paying for, and if you sign him to a long-term contract, it's the same thing that happens with a lot of star players. You're signing him for production over the next few years, knowing you're going to have some bad years at the end of every contract.
I mean, if you're going to sign him long-term, you're hoping what he does is have a Clayton Kershaw career that is still an excellent pitcher long after he won his Cy Young awards. That's what you're hoping for. Because up until 2 years ago, Clayton Kershaw was still an outstanding pitcher with an ERA in the mid-twos. He had an ERA in the low-twos when he was 34 years old. It's only the last couple of years with injuries that he's, you know, things have changed. But that's I understand where you're coming from, Nathan. It's hard to justify any kind of long-term contract because as players get older, they're typically going to get worse at some point. You're hoping that you can ride out the first 4 or 5 years of that contract where it's still not only productive but extraordinarily productive. And it's a big if.
And I'm definitely in the camp of let's do the Juan Soto, you know, trade him to a team that can pay him and let's go ahead and, you know, just get some treasure trove of, you know, 3, 4, 5 good prospects and hope to God that one of them or two of them turn into something, you know, something worthwhile. Because, you know, unfortunately, Scott Harris is he's put all his eggs in the basket of, you know, my 4 or 5 prospects are all going to hit the majors and they're all going to be good. And unfortunately, we all know that's just not the case.
Yeah, I think that the meetings between Scott Harris and Scott Boras have got to be fascinating because not only it's dealing with the future of the Tigers, but how do you get the best future for the Tigers? Because Boras, if he wants his client to get to free agency, you have to have that tough conversation. Like, look, if we're going to trade him, we're looking to trade him. Where does he want to go where he can sign a long-term contract so we can get the most out of it? Why are you laughing?
His whole premise was, you know, when Scooble's not as good, he's not going to be as good.
Well, yes, but his point was he wants to get out of, in front of it.
It was, but like using history as saying, you know, when guys stop winning Cy Youngs, they aren't as good. of course. I mean, this might be the peak. And we know that, but
that's why he said what he said. Get out in front of it. But again, if the Tigers can work with Scott Boras and Scott Boras can work and say, okay, if you're going to trade him to this team, because we're going to sign a long term contract with that team right away. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
97-1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.